Lesson 113. Part 1. Warming up exercises. Spatial relations. A foodstuff store. You are going to hear some information about the layout of a foodstuff store. Listen carefully. Write the names of the counters in the right positions. First of all, find number 1. Number 1 at the bottom of the page is the door. Now, let's find the cigarettes counter. It's clear to the back of the store, in the center. So write the word cigarettes in the right box, the box numbered 6. Next, the canned food counter is next to the cigarettes counter to the right. The counter facing the canned food is the meat counter. Where is the sweets and chocolates counter? You take the right turn from the door and walk up to the extreme right side of the store. That's the sweets and chocolates. If you take the turn to the left from the door and walk down to the back of the store, you will find the canned fruits counter. Next, ice cream is the counter by the door to your left. Across from it, you find dairy products. That's the second counter on the left-hand side. If you walk along the main aisle, the middle counter on the left is the eggs counter. Just across from the eggs counter, also on the left, is the fresh fruits counter. The second counter on the right-hand side of the main aisle is the bread. Across from it, the counter by the door, is the cookies. Last, the counter along the extreme left side of the store is the coffee and tea counter.
Saving devices and frozen foods have helped to ease the housewife's tasks. She spends much less time preparing meals because so much food can be bought prepared and ready to eat. Cooking for the family need no longer be a full-time occupation.
Do you think we make too much use of tinned and frozen foods in England? The supermarkets are full of them, aren't they? Perhaps that's why our food isn't very tasty.
But some frozen foods are excellent, aren't they? And think of all the work we'd have to do in the kitchen if it weren't for the gadgets and the frozen foods.
Yes, that's true. But you spend much more time cooking and preparing meals in your country than we do in England, don't you?
Yes, I suppose we do. You make less fuss about food than we do. We have 2 big meals a day, lunch and dinner, and spend a lot of time preparing them. You have 1 big meal a day, apart from breakfast, and spend less time preparing it.
Yes, but we're just as fond of good food as you are.
You certainly don't show it.
We do fuss about meals sometimes. And remember, we like to eat out on special occasions. London is full of foreign restaurants where you can get all the exotic dishes of the world. You must come out with us one evening, Renata.
Thank you very much. I'd love to. That's what I like about London. There's always so much to see and do.
Exercise 1. Complete the statements with what you hear on the tape. Exercise 2. Fill in the blanks with the words and phrases that Renata uses to show her opinions. Part 3.
The world seems frightening.
It's 5:30 and time now for our weekly program entitled Timely Topics for Discussion. Tonight, our topic is the world food crisis. Ladies and gentlemen, our moderator, Mr. Miles Long.
Thank you. This evening we have 2 people with us who are well qualified to discuss the world food crisis. Mr. Ronald Phelps is a member of the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, and Miss Elizabeth Bates is a member of the International Development Association, a branch of the World Bank, which gives special help, especially in agriculture, to underdeveloped nations. Tell us in a few words what some of the worldwide problems are, Mr. Phelps.
Well, as everyone knows, we have the problem of overpopulation, or of a rapidly increasing world population. More people need more food. This is a very serious problem, but of course it is not the only problem. The high cost of food is another problem of worldwide importance. Inflation and the increased cost of food is making it impossible for the very poor to buy enough food to live on. And recently, there have been great increases in the cost of petroleum, which have also had a great effect on the price of food.
Just how does the cost of petroleum affect the cost of food?
Both fuel and fertilizer are products of petroleum. An increase in the cost of fuel makes it more expensive for a farmer to run his tractors and other farm machinery. And again, if fertilizer costs more, it costs him more to fertilize his fields. If the farmer is to make a living, he must pass these increased costs along to the consumer. Miss Bates.
The weather can also be a problem in connection with food production.
You mean the drought?
Yes, the drought and the floods. But I was also referring to the fact that many weathermen believe that the weather around the world is changing. It is changing from mild weather, which is good for growing crops, to weather that is growing colder every year. This makes the growing season shorter, and it also means less growing land.
Yeah, you've been telling us some of the great problems that there are, but are there any solutions to any of these problems? What is being done? What should be done? What about overpopulation, for example, Mr. Phelps?
Well, this will be difficult to solve on a worldwide basis without a great deal of time. There are countries who are opposed to population control because of religious beliefs.
And there are countries where family income depends upon having a number of children to work in the field and to take care of older people who are no longer able to work.
Exercises. Supply relevant information about the radio discussion.